Radio1057.com and other places as well. Our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who is an all-around great guy, and you can follow him on Twitter. Rick Roswell is his handle. WirelessWednesday.live is his website. Good day to you, Rick. How's it going?
Going well. So, yeah, hopefully many places, because we try to impart our knowledge on people, and as we head in here to the holidays, it's great to talk to you, and hopefully our shows are a benefit to people.
Well, and Stephen Hawking says we only have 1,000 years left as a species on this planet, so we got to hurry up and get all this good information out there and hopefully get it into space soon, too.
Yeah, I started a little countdown, I rip a different page off each day, so 1,000 years or 999 years and 364 days and counting, I guess.
Well, Rick, you're going to talk today about something that the auto industry and auto repair places want us to think about every single day of the year, but don't neglect your car this Christmas, and there's a lot of good things that you can do to upgrade and just make the experience a little bit better behind the wheel.
Well, not just neglecting your car, sorry, but some people like to really get in the holiday spirit, and they like to trick out their car kind of for the holidays, and this first one here I got to talk about is a light-up Christmas tree that goes on top of your car. If you think you've seen it all, this is they're billing it as one of the newest and hottest holiday novelty products, and it's just a little Christmas tree goes on top of your car. It's got 70 pre-affixed multicolored Christmas lights. It's powered by your cigarette lighter, and you set it up real easy. It's $129. Then it also folds down, too, for when you got to get in those close overhangs. You have to fit your car underneath them. So for the person that really wants to demonstrate their holiday spirit, this is called officially the Christmas car tree.
And you're going to look really good, super swell, driving the 7-year-olds back from soccer practice with this into the subdivision.
Yeah, at night. I don't know, maybe at night it's kind of a little benefit. At least you have some more lights on your car there so people don't crash into you with this of the holiday traffic that's going to be people heading to the malls and wherever else. But this is a real specialty item, Sully, for the person that really wants to show off their Christmas spirit, like I said.
Yeah, for a real special person, too. Maybe there'll be a little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing on the front and the reindeer horns coming out of the windows as well.
I applaud that ingenuity and that passion.
How about the Christmas Santa Claus logo cigarette projector shadow LED decorative light? That's a mouthful, but could gain you a few friends.
Yeah, and the kids like playing around with this inside the car. Yeah, I say that a few times over and over again, but only $19.99, and this is a little projector, LED decorative light projector that plugs again into your cigarette lighter, and it will showcase various little Christmas slides in your car, or I guess you could shine them even out of your car. And like I said, the kids, if they're not distracting the driver, they'll have fun playing with this.
How soon until you think that the word cigarette lighter, as it relates to the automobile, will be rebranded and eventually just phased out?
Well, I don't know if it's going to get phased out, but they're going to, like you said, they may call it something different, or you know, now with all the different panels and adapter plugs we have in cars, it may go away at some point in time with USB and lightning connectors and such. So we'll stand by now. Sully, if that goes away, you're the guy that brought up the subject. You're the one to blame.
All right. How about the Dish Hopper Go, available at dish.com? What exactly does this do?
Well, this is for people that have Dish Network, this is a really nice bonus. A lot of cars and SUVs, they have screens and in the back or in the front where kids can watch different programming. So now with your Dish Hopper Go, this is a little Bluetooth little plug-in. You can take your programming, you can take the kids' shows, the holiday specials with you, and the kids can watch them on the long trip to grandmother's house or wherever else you're going. It usually costs $99, but new customers can get it free when they sign up for Dish now this holiday season. So just a great way to store your programs for, like I said, watching in the car or taking with you on the go. If you're a traveler, you'll always have something to watch.
Yeah, and, you know, for those little ones who are in the back seat there, you want to make sure they have, you know, the programming that they want, like, you know, the Premier League soccer and the Dan Patrick show on NBCSN.
I was thinking more like Santa Claus is coming to town or a Peanuts Christmas special.
Well, you're a little bit more children's programming friendly than I am, I guess.
I noticed you didn't mention the U.S. replays of the U.S. men's national team matches.
Yeah, those could be interesting, especially for the younger kids. How about this N2 dual dash cam from Amazon?
Well, available on Amazon. It's from a company called Vantrue. They make these dual dash cams. This one's really cool because it shoots out the front, and it also tapes you what's going on in the car. So dash cams have become a lot more popular. The prices are coming down on them. They're getting more powerful. But I'm thinking leave it running when you're doing your shopping. Maybe you're at the store and you have a little extra security buffer, see what's going on in your car when you leave your car maybe unattended. You hate to have something like that happen come the holiday season. But a front camera and a back camera as well, so it gets a full range of taping and vision here with this dash cam.
I'd be afraid to install one of those things in my car, Rick. I feel like there'd just be a lot of footage of me just with my finger up my nose or, you know, drinking Coke or something.
Well, now that that car karaoke is pretty popular. So are you singing any of the latest tunes when you're doing that 1 mile drive in your car each day?
Oh, I don't know. I usually walk with my headphones, my little earbuds, just across the street here. Don't really do too much driving, though. My world is very small. I live very close to work, walking distance, in fact. And then the other things that I do, they're all in the neighborhood as well. So my world is kind of small. I don't need a lot of gadgets for my car, but I certainly do appreciate them. And I think a dash cam can be very helpful, a little car camera there, especially if you're, you know, like you said, need a little added layer of security or if you're in an accident or something.
You could use that dash cam when you're hosting trivia, Sully, to try to catch cheaters, couldn't you?
Yeah, that is a problem at trivia. It really is. people cheat all the time, and it really stinks. I try and remind people at the beginning of trivia that when you cheat, you put yourself in the same category as a politician, and who wants to be like them?
Well, that's a good comparison. Yeah, it is frustrating when my wife and I go out to play trivia sometimes on Friday nights, and we're trying our hardest or scratching our heads trying to get these answers and see people flying up to the front real quick with answers to these impossible questions. So I'm not calling people cheaters, but it definitely calls into question some of the validity of what's going on at Team Trivia. It's terrible. We're playing for fun, and that's how people do it, but whatever.
Well, Rick, I know you're a big Packers fan. We talk from time to time about it. The Packers came up as the answer, one of the answers to a trivia question last night. The two teams with the longest current active streaks of appearing in the playoffs. Green Bay is one with 7. There is another team with 7. Do you know who that is?
The Patriots.
Yes, indeed it is. The Patriots and the Packers, the two teams that have the current longest streaks. Cincinnati, believe it or not, I think has a streak of 5 consecutive seasons of making the playoffs. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that Packers streak right now, it's looking like it might come to an end. They got to turn it around pretty quickly. But the Patriots, again, Sully, are setting up for, it looks like, a pretty good playoff run. And I'm in Florida here this week. I'll be watching the games here on Sunday with about 80-degree weather, and we're in for another big weekend of NFL action.
Now, we're in for some temperatures in the upper 20s here in metro Atlanta on Saturday night. Glenn Burns and everybody is freaking out.
Well, sorry I'm going to miss that, but I'll be back soon. I'm actually at a golf course in Florida that's turning 100 years old here at an event. So there's not too many things in this country that are 100 years old, especially golf courses, and admission in here in Florida, Howie in the Hills, Florida, the Campione course, El Campione, is turning 100. So that says a lot about this course and a lot about, I guess, how popular golf has been for a long time.
Well, that's pretty cool, and we will definitely look for some stuff from you about that on Twitter over the weekend. The handle Rick Roswell, and people can keep up with you on Instagram as well. Always good to catch up, Rick. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, all. We'll talk to you next week, and hopefully leading up to Thanksgiving.